Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your midweek motivator with CB and the boys. With your hosts, Crystal CB Booker, and the boys, George Biker Boy Hallman, Roger Hawkins, and J. Lee Ducey Man Thomas. Get set for music, motivation, conversation, and fun. Now here's CB and the boys.
There you go.
I've
never been so excited to hear feedback. All right. We're there. We're rolling. Need some people to call in, I think.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to CB and the Boys. Thank you so much for your patience. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty tonight, but nothing that we can't handle. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the show. We got my boy, Mr. George Biker Boy Hallman in the building. What's up, George?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Kind of started with a bumpy ride, didn't we, tonight?
Man, I mean, the epitome of bumpy.
But at least we figured out what the problem was, you know? Teamwork. Very important.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
It does, it does. And we got all of our music and everything back. We're good, we're good, we're good. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm going to start tonight with a song because I just feel like listening to some music. Roger Hawkins has not joined us yet, and J. Lee Ducey Man Thomas has not joined us yet. Well, they could have joined us while we were having technical difficulties, but who knows? So, here's Love and Paris in the Rain.
All I know is we could go anywhere, we could do anything, girl, whatever the mood we're in. Yeah, all I know is getting lost late at night under stars, finding love standing right where we are. Your lips, they pull me in the moment. You and I alone, and people may be watching. I don't mind, cause anywhere with you feels right, anywhere with you feels like Paris in the rain, Paris in the rain. Forever, I might not deserve it, but there's nothing better. Don't know how I ever did it all without you. My heart is about to jump out of my chest. Feelings, they come and they go, that they do. Feelings, they come and they go, not with you. Late nights and streetlights and people, look at me, girl, the whole world could stop. Anywhere with you feels right, anywhere with you feels like Paris in the rain, Paris in the rain. We don't even fancy town, but bars have a camper. empty streets, bottles underneath our feet.
All right, and that was Love and Paris in the Rain. Such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. So how is everyone doing tonight? George, how are you? How is everybody? Everybody doing good? George?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Severely. Oh, yeah, I can hear you. I'm severely multitasking here, trying to greet all the people in, whatnot, you know, get ready as we do what we do. That Brocky starting made me kill a whole shot already. I'm going to have to. It's a good thing I came prepared.
Man.
Man.
Like you said, teamwork makes the dream work because. Oh my goodness! If y'all knew what goes on behind the scenes, I tell ya, you'd all line up with a drink for me. Like seriously. Oh wow! It was intense, y'all. If y'all knew what goes into producing a show like this and everything that we have to do, it's intense. It's really intense. So definitely continue supporting us. Your love and support mean the world to us. And definitely go to our YouTube channel and like us and subscribe. Go to our Facebook channel, like us and subscribe. Go to our iHeartRadio channel, like us and please subscribe. Just like us, subscribe. That is...
That is the way of the world.
Yes, that is what is needed right now. So definitely do those things. Like I said, your love and support mean the world to us. Even go to our Blog Talk Radio page and like us and subscribe. It's just amazing looking back when we first started last February, you know, we only had 13 listeners, and now we're over 500 listeners strong, which is amazing. And on Bego Live, I started with only maybe one, two people in my life, and now I never have less than 900, which is amazing to me. So just thank you, everyone, for supporting us and loving us, and just continue to do so, definitely. So our topic tonight is men borrowing money from women and vice versa. Is it okay or not okay? What's your take on that, George?
I think it's okay. Not that I would make a habit of doing it, but, I mean, hey, I'm all about women's lib and equal rights. So I want you to equally be able to loan to me as I would equally be able to loan to you. I'm just saying.
I agree. I think it definitely should be something that is equal, for sure. But how would you feel like if someone sent someone to you, they wanted you to invest in their project, and, you know, you kind of told them that you were interested, but you never really said that you commit to it. And then the same said person contacts you and says they don't have enough money to pay their team and they want you to send them $150. Would you do it?
What? No. I'm going to need you to say that again, because that didn't make sense to me, you and Jesus. Jesus is scratching his head right now, and he knew you was going to say it.
Well, this is a scenario that happened to a dear friend. Dear friend. And she's female. And she was referred to by another friend of ours who referred another person to her who has a project going on, and he wanted her to invest in his project. So she never said that she'd commit to it. She was interested, definitely, but she never, like, officially said, yeah, let's do business. So, you know, she decided to, you know, put it off and, you know, just see what happens. Well, this person, who is a total stranger to her, mind you, reached out to her and asked her for $150 to pay his team because he couldn't afford to pay him this month. So, in my opinion, that's very unprofessional. I think that when you meet someone and you're trying to do business with them, you want to always put your best foot forward. And by asking a total stranger for money that you're trying to do business with, that's probably not a good look. Would you agree with that, George?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that don't make sense to me. You're Jesus. I mean, you, why would he expect that without it being said? I mean, you know, but that's what people do. You know, you give somebody an increment that something might happen, and that's what they automatically create their own yes. And it sounds like that's what he did to me. He automatically created his own yes. Like, he just knew it was going to happen. But in those type of situations, you can't, you know, he set his own self for a letdown because you can't expect that to happen. You got to prepare yourself that it's not going to happen. And then if it happens, great. The more the merrier. You know, but
if you're trying to do business with someone, you don't ask them for money off the jump. That's insane. You don't do that.
Well,
especially in your total.
It depends on the scenario. It depends on the scenario and what agreement you can come up with. But it sounded like to me he was on some bullshit. You know, he gets one of these. I give him one of these. For real? For real? That's the for real look. Are you serious? What the hell? I mean, I'm just saying.
And like my friend Jason asked me for money. And that kind of changed the whole dynamic of our relationship because that's like I love you stuff. I'm still in like mode. And so, yeah. I mean, did you give women money back in the day, George? When you were out there?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've done that. You know, but also there's something else that I do, too. When, if I give somebody some money, I know that if I lose this money, I got to be willing to lose it. You know what I'm saying? I got to be willing to, okay, if I don't get this money back, I'm going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? But then if I'm giving you some money and it's a loan, if it's under a loan pretense and I don't get paid back, then guess what? I just won't fuck with you no more. It's a done deal. You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
You know, but if I'm giving you the money, then I'm just giving you the money. Here you go. You know what I mean? But for the most part, you know, if it's under loan pretenses, I'm not going to give it to you if it's going to hurt me to not get it back. But that doesn't mean I don't want it back. Oh, I want it back, and I expect it to come back. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to give it up if it's going to hurt me to lose it. You see what I'm saying? It's almost, it's like gambling. It's just like gambling. If somebody goes to the boat to gamble $500, in most cases, they're not going to die if they lose that $500, or they wouldn't have went and gambled it in the first place. So it's just like a gamble.
No, sir.
Yeah,
no,
it's a gamble.
I disagree.
It's
Hold on. We have the fabulous Miss Mimi Acosta in the building. What's up, Mimi?
Hey, what's up, what's up? I was over here rambling my mouth off. And I'm like, why am I being cut off? Hold on, I didn't finish saying what I'm saying.
Ain't nobody heard nothing you said.
Ew, so check this out. I'm going to start over again. So we're going to go back to that busted individual that decided that they want to ask somebody for money. First, you come in as, you know, I would love for you to be an investor, and then you turn around and say, can you pay my payroll? Okay, well, that was never going to happen. Like, that is some BS. I'm looking at my screen and I'm still seeing the little kid with the eyes to the side. Are we bypassing the little dude? Or?
Yeah, you're frozen. Yeah, you're frozen. That's been gone for a long time ago.
I need to work that out. Let me.
You need to work on that internet connection.
Yes, honey. Yes, I'm resetting over here. But yeah, so you know the thing about it is that you know that was a whole busted situation, and hopefully, you know, that's not, you know, still happening or ever going to happen again. But, you know, with relationships and friendships and whatnot, like, this is how I look at that. It's all depending on how long you've been talking to or seeing this individual. Because at the end of the day, if you guys are just friends, it's one thing if you know for sure, okay, I'm going to send you this and you're going to send me a Cash App later. Or, hey, look, Mimi, I don't have it right now, but check this out. Can you send me this right quick? And I got you on Friday. Okay, bet. Like, that's not an issue. But when you're talking about you and I just met, and you're asking me for money or I'm asking you for money, like, that's a red flag.
Big time.
That's not cool in the very beginning like that. Like, I have a problem with that. It's like, are you testing to see if I would be the chick that's going to help you out whenever you're in that position, because, you know, I am that chick, but not in no new, you know, relationship. I'm not doing that unless I absolutely feel you, like, okay, I know you got funds, your funds just got held up by the bank, they just froze all your shit because something just happened, and you're in an emergency position, and I got it, then, you know, it might just happen, but, you know, anyway. Yeah, look, I ain't doing shit off the rip. But if you my dude, I got you. If you're my dude, I got you. If you ain't my dude and we just talking, nah, pimping, I ain't got it. If you didn't get that money and disappear, I have to come look for you. And you don't want me to come
Right. So it's different, like, when it's your dude, yeah. You know, but like when Jason asked me for money, that totally changed our whole dynamic. I'm like, dude.
Man, you put his name out there.
I love you.
Jason, you done messed up, dude.
Yeah, he did. And now he's moving to Texas. So I guess I ran him away. But it just totally changed our whole dynamic. I mean, I don't know. Here's my thing.
If you're on some friendship/maybe relationship type stuff going on, dating, whatever, and you just started this, and you, the man, is already asking a woman for money, I would red flag that out the gate. Period.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not necessarily saying maybe she shouldn't give it up, but I would definitely look at it twice. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, okay, you know, if it's a small amount of money, maybe go ahead. check it out one time. Take a good look one time.
$300?
You know what I mean?
I don't think that's a small amount. $300, that's a car payment.
It's a small amount. But at $300, we ain't touched enough yet. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We ain't touched enough yet.
What the hell you mean? Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. You know.
Exactly.
No.
You know, there's rules, you know, just like Big Worm said, there's rules and principalities to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't come out the gate, $300. I'll get back to you next week.
No.
Negative.
Way negative. Way negative.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, that was
not. Yeah. Something all bad going on there in that situation.
Yeah, that was not going to work. Not even a little bit.
Well, a monkey knows what tree to climb.
Oh, that's true. There are people out there that will read you and figure it out if it's a possibility. They may take advantage of it. But they can only take advantage of those who let them.
Sure.
Facts right there. That's right.
That's true.
If you let
people
him, they will be back and back.
Yeah, people will get away with what you let them get away with.
Yeah.
And that is true. Well, it seems that our topic from last week gained a lot of interesting recognition. When we talked about the threesomes, it seems like everybody was really interested in the threesomes.
They just nasty. That's what it is. They nasty. They want more action. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. We need to go back to that threesome subject matter.
Right.
And we can talk about that if you guys want to talk about that for a little bit. We could type right back into last week's subject matter. Threesome.
For real.
Yes or not? Does it help or jack up your relationship? You guys feel free to call us at 516.
I think it does both. I think it helps some and messes up others. Every situation is different. You got to look at everything a different way.
Very true.
It might start out all cool and everything, but they might end up all not so cool.
Right. It might wind up being a gift for the hubby. And all of a sudden, the hubby done got hooked.
Right.
Hubby got hooked, or the chick got hooked, or somebody got hooked, and now all of a sudden, somebody cheating. Because it might have been the girl's first experience with another woman, and probably like, whoa, wait a minute, I like that. Next thing you know, he get left. He got left because of another woman. What?
You know, and that's the thing. You know, one partner could get jealous behind what they see. You know what I mean? But
gotta be careful.
You know, that's like walking on coals. One wrong step, you know, burn up every damn thing.
Yes.
That part. Yeah.
There's nothing inviting to me about that. I just can't get with it. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't comprehend none of it because at the end of the day, I am 10-some. So it's like, how much more does he want? That's a greedy mother.
But it goes twofold because that thought can go either direction.
What's that? I'm sorry?
I said, but that goes twofold because that train of thought could go either direction.
Mm-hmm.
It could be either one. It could be either one thinking like that.
That is true. That is
or they both could be thinking, ooh, this is that shit. and be cool with it. You know what I'm saying? And have a, hey, I know a couple like that. I have very good friends with a couple like that. And that's what they do. And they okay with it. They okay with it. You know? And that's for some people. And for some people, it ain't.
Yeah.
Well, I have on Facebook someone named DJ Smooth had something to say about the threesome. So it's quite lengthy.
DJ Smooth.
Yeah.
Where is he? Ask DJ Smooth, where is he from?
Kansas City.
I know DJ Smooth.
Yeah, from Missouri.
DJ Smooth.
Yeah, he says he wishes he could chime in, but
he
wanted to give his he can't, but he wanted to give his take on it. He says, let's see.
Tell him he can type it in. You can type it in chat or call in directly.
No. He can't. But he says that the key to a threesome when it's two girls and one guy is to always make it about your girl. Don't be anxious to touch the other woman unless it's what your girl wants to see. And never fuck the other woman better than you do your own girl. Give her your C or D game. Make it all about your girl. Team
Why?
Up with the
what's the
third.
Purpose of what's the purpose of having a threesome if you can't go all out? That's the purpose of it.
Right.
Really? Oh, let me hold back just a little bit because my chick might get jealous. Nah, you wanted this? This what you okay.
He said team up with the third to please your woman. Tell that woman what to do to make your girl feel good. Then switch roles if your girl allows and let your girl instruct her on how to please you.
Let me ask, is Smooth watching this on Facebook?
No, he sent this to me.
Oh, okay.
He like wrote a whole book. And I told him I read it on air, so. We're just circling on
that. It don't matter that he don't want to be seen. You done put his whole name out there. DJ Smooth, what's up?
I'm going to have to call him. I'm going to have to call him. I got his number. I'm going to have to call him.
Well, you can't.
I ain't going to call him right now, but I'm going to have to call him.
Oh, but you can't. Okay. He says, for you guys who want a threesome but not sure if your girl is down for it, keep game. About 75% of women, guessing, have had bisexual fantasies, maybe more. And about 50% of women are bisexual, whether they know it or not. He said, but I guarantee that if your woman will admit to thinking about a bisexual encounter, that she will act on it if put in the right situation. Remember, guys, women are freaks just like us. They are just more emotional. Their biggest fear of having a threesome is that you will cheat after or that the chick will try to take her man. So set rules, boundaries. Let your girl choose the woman, if you must. And like I said before, make it about her or you asking for problems. You need more advice? Hit me up. I've probably had more threesomes in my days than anyone I know. Not bragging, but facts. Take your time. If you've never done it before, rushing into a threesome is a sure way to have issues, even during the threesome. So The last thing you want is your girl snapping out in the middle of it or work.
Mm-hmm.
So, dropping some knowledge on you guys. So what are your thoughts on that? Because he's given percentages and everything. 75% of women in Houston.
I agree with what you said.
That 75% of women have had bisexual fantasies?
Nah, I can't say that. I've never had a bisexual fantasy. I've never had a fantasy of some woman being up on my shit.
You may not have. Happening. You might be part of the 25%.
I'm part of the percentage that ain't with it.
Well, it looks like one of our viewers, Stacey Williams, she says that's fast. 75% of women have had bisexual fantasies, maybe more, and about 50% of women are bisexual, whether they know it or not. How do you not know if you're attracted to another woman or not?
Right. It's either you know that or you're not.
Right. I don't understand
because look, I wouldn't call attraction somebody going, oh, those are nice jeans that she got on, and, you know, that whole little ensemble looks cute on her. Because I've done that, but that's giving women their props. But for me to be like, ooh, yeah, I could see her. Ew. Nuh-uh, not ever.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think I would know if I was attracted to another female, and I'm strictly dickly. Although, as I said last week, I have had threesomes, and it was cool because the male and female were pleasing me, so they made it all about me. I was cool.
All right, so check this out. There's a report on Glamour.com that says a third of women have hooked up with other women, according to Adam and Eve survey. A third of the women in the United States have hooked up with other women.
Wow.
So that's more than 50%.
It is.
That is more than 50%.
That's more than, Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm that percentage that haven't. I can't even imagine what it's like. I can't, because my mind don't even go that far.
Yeah, I'll tell you on that. I've never been sexually attracted to another woman. I can't even fathom it.
So let me ask you a question. In the experience that you had with a man and a woman doing you, it was the guy that brought the female in?
Yeah.
You were just okay with it? Oh, okay. But it's not something that you wanted. It's just a fantasy that you was trying to, like you was trying to make him comfortable in, okay, you know what, I want to bring a third party, or it was just a couple that approached you?
Mm-mm. They were friends of mine. They were a couple, and they wanted to bring in a third person. And so
since
we were all friends and stuff, I was like, why not? And they wanted to please me, and they were like, you know, we want to touch you. And I'm just like, what? But, you know, I was more comfortable with it, you know, the more we talked about it. And I was like, it'll be interesting. And I'd always wanted to try a threesome. So I thought, why not?
So what are your thoughts on it now?
Would I do it again?
Would you do it again or?
No. I like it better one-on-one because you can focus on your partner and not worry about somebody else touching your partner or someone else touching you inappropriately if you don't feel comfortable. So I like it better one-on-one, but I like to do different positions.
Okay. And you'd rather one person flip you than you being tossed around between two people?
Yeah.
I want it like this. I want it like that. I want to do her that. And he's like, I want to do it this way. And it's just, ugh, that's just the whole thing sounds crazy. Let me see. Stacey Williams says, I love my man, but the threesome experience was the bomb. The passion with two women is fire. That was a stage, though. Yeah, okay. That was a stage, though, years ago. Okay. Okay, Stacey. We see you, honey. Ew.
Freak. Get the freaks in the house tonight. You know what they say? This is a late night show. Freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Well, she did say
they wrote a whole song about it.
So.
I mean, it was fun, you know, for what it was. But I like one-on-one, you know. I think that a lot of relationships, however, could be salvaged possibly by a person's partner being more open to doing things to spice up their relationship. Because usually the idea of a threesome comes up because something is lacking in the bedroom, whether, you know, they're bored with each other. Because if you're with the same person, you know, doing the same person every night, you have the same, you know, just everything is the same. It's like a routine. But people want to spice up their sex lives and do something unexpected, something spontaneous. And a threesome usually is something that a guy fantasizes about, and maybe even we women fantasize about it too, maybe. I never fantasized about it, but I've always wanted to try it. I've been open to it. But if I'm with a guy and he wants to have a threesome, I'm cool with it as long as we can both mutually pick who we bring into the bedroom. But I would much prefer us keeping it just me and him.
What happens if you bring in a third party because you want to spike up your relationship and then the chick is just nasty and disgusting and smells stinky?
Oh, yeah. Then nothing would jump off.
You know what, and that would be a great question for maybe another topic for another day, but, you know, in the midst of a threesome, has anybody ever experienced a stink situation where it's like, ew? You
that's
know,
because
that's a risk. That's a risk you're taking by bringing in a third party. See, that's why it's like me. I want to do the same person all the time, 1,000 positions all the time. We're going to do things differently all the time because we're going to continue bringing in the spice. But I know you and you know me.
Mm-hmm.
You bring in a third wheel, you don't know what you're bringing in. You don't know where this
right.
person been, who they've been with. Now you're inviting. Because you guys already know, I always dive into the deep end with my shit. But now you're inviting
right.
somebody that God knows they might have been with 100 other people. Now you're bringing in all these spirits into your shit. Now you've got a whole concoction of rice, beans, plantain, curry chicken, all kind of shit up inside of you.
Yeah, that part. And, you know, and that was one of my questions, you know. Hey, George, that's a God.
Whoops.
Okay, see you
then. That was, whoopsie.
Did you see your memo from Stacy? She said it said years ago, George. Years ago, she was a
Oh.
Could have been 2 years ago. Now let me stop. I don't know Stacy. One love, mama. I ain't trying to do nothing over there. I ain't trying to do nothing. I'm sorry.
Now, George, as a guy, have you ever been with a girl who was unclean? And if so,
hell no.
How did you handle that?
Hell no.
How would
That's
you know,
easy.
Though? Until you start, you know, getting into the moment. How
because,
would you know?
Yeah, that's how you find out. See, it's simple. It's called the belly button test. All right? You slide down, doing your thing, you're caressing and all that and whatnot, and you get down there and, you know, you kind of tickle them with your tongue around the belly button, and if you start to smell it there, it's time to stop.
Yeah, but if
it's
you don't
time
smell
to stop.
It there.
My pager just went off. I got to go.
But if you don't smell it at the belly button.
Yeah.
If you don't smell it at the belly button, then that's when you start easing your hand on down there. You see what I'm saying? And if you smell it on the finger, it's time to go. It's time to go.
That's an infection.
Don't think I'm telling you. I have literally gotten in the heat of the moment and been like, no, I can't do it.
Okay, so then you have experienced that then.
I have literally gotten up and said, no, I can't do it.
And what was your excuse? What did you say to her? Did you hurt her feelings?
Your shit ain't right. Your shit ain't right.
You said that?
Yes, I did.
You gotta let folks know.
Promise to God.
You gotta let folks know.
Your shit ain't right.
That's
got to be more careful.
Wow.
Nope. I ain't doing it.
So you just came straight on toilet.
Remember
just
that.
Right.
Remember that song? You got to go see the doctor. I ain't trying to go see the doctor. Nope,
wow.
Not me. Not me. Not at all. Not on me, you won't. And I'm not here lying. I've literally gotten up and been like, well, no, ain't no haps. And that's real talk. I have literally done that.
Wow. That's insane.
No, that's real.
That's insane. Wow. So what was her reaction being told that? Was she grateful or was she pissed off?
Say it again.
I said, what was her reaction to you saying that? Was she grateful that you were honest with her or was she pissed off? Did she cry?
Hell no, I got cussed the fuck out.
Makes sense.
I ain't near lying. I got cussed the fuck out.
But you know what? I mean, maybe her feelings were hurt, but at least you let her know that her shit stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
my thing is,
do it.
Go do what you gotta do, get it right for the next person.
I can't do it, and I'm a one and done. It ain't no go clean up and we'll try it again later. No, nigga.
No. No. That's a complete turn off.
You got to be right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Man. Have you ever had a girl talk to you and her breath was horrible?
No, I really haven't had that I've noticed. You know, it could have been bad and I didn't notice it, but I haven't had that anything noticeably that situation.
If your breath is stink, you got some other stinking stuff happening. That's just how I see it.
Yeah.
Right.
Your breath ain't going to smell like doodle brown, and then, you know, all the rest of you smell like some nice cologne or some nice body wash or some shit. That's not going to happen. Ew! Do you see what Stacey said? Stacey said uncircumcised
is
a part of this scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
honey. I understand that. Yes. Yes.
Decades ago, I'm going to say yes.
So tell me about this scenario. So tell me about that scenario. Uncircumcised.
Somebody that's uncircumcised that don't really pull their meat back when they take a shower. So now you got this funkiness in there.
Mhm.
So how do you feel about that?
I went through that experience one time. I never spoke to the dude again. I was like, you need to go skin your shit, cut that thing off.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I mean, that shit was a long time ago, but still, and I don't know if he ever did, and I don't care, but that was a mega turn off. All that skin on top, and my thing is, you know, if you don't have it, keep it clean.
Right.
Because I'm sure stuff builds up in there. You know, you got to pull that shit back and wash.
Right. Exactly.
Am I wrong in saying that? Like, what the hell is she talking about? You know you gotta pull your shit back and wash it.
Man.
Man. Pull your shit back and wash it.
Yeah.
Pull it back
That's
and clean that thing real good. All around everything. From now, I want to smell body wash. I don't want to smell no funk.
Exactly. Exactly.
Take all kinds of showers before you come to see me, honey, because I'm going to dissect you like a frog.
I know that's right. But it's important, though, keeping yourself clean. Good hygiene, guys, is a must. It's important. If you can smell yourself, then best rest assured other people can smell you as well. So if you
right.
can smell yourself, there's a problem.
Yes.
Jump your ass in the shower, a bath, jump in the river, bathe yourself.
Stacey got the little throwing up emoji. Yes, honey. I know for sure I would definitely throw up.
Yeah, that's a major turn off. I just do not like that.
I came close to and I was pissed off. I was like, yo, you need to shower, get this shit. You need to tell your mama to go cut this shit off.
Mm-hmm, for real.
You know, that was back in the day when folks were still living at home under their mama roof and shit. Like, you need to tell your mama to go take you to the doctor and cut this shit up or clean it. Like, you can't be talking to females and be walking around like this. Like, I don't never want to hear about this again.
Right.
You ain't going to do me, but you're going to do some other folks. They going to talk about you. I'd rather talk about you and make sure that you know from me that you got to correct this shit before you move forward. Because we going to talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially back then, we didn't have no class. Like, ooh, girl, ew.
And that is so true. It's like, have you noticed that we're so quick to talk about our negative experiences? You never hear anybody, you know, talk about how bomb sex was. They always talk about how horrible sex is. And what's so funny is that men brag about sex just as much as women do, and it's hilarious. Case in point.
Let me interrupt you right quick. Because to say that, let me tell you, women are just as freaky and want sex just as much as men do. They're just a lot slicker about the way they deal with it than men are. Men are all out front. And women are in the background. They're smarter about it, the way they are with that than men are.
Please explain yourself, sir.
I'm not getting that, George. You need to elaborate a little bit more. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm just saying.
Like, are you talking about as far as talking about it?
And just being about it. Men are just all out front. All out. In the open about being freaky. Most women are not. They're you know, they in the background freaky.
That's not something that we want to walk around talking about. You know, like, okay, for instance, people assume that about me off the rip. They're like, oh shit, she Caribbean, Puerto Rican, she did, she that, she looked this part. But I would never walk around boasting about it or talking about it. Because I don't want anybody approaching me about it in a disrespectful type manner or whatever. Like, let me freak my dude. Let me be the freak for him. I don't have to be walking around talking about I'm freaky because folks are already assuming that I am.
That's what I'm saying. Men are all out with it. Women
right.
are not. You know,
yeah.
they want the same things that men want, but women are more smarter about getting it than men are.
This guy that I messed with for 4 years bragged to his friends who were like brothers to me. And next thing I know, everybody's trying to come holla. I'm like, what the hell? So
that's disgusting.
And that was awkward, you know? That was really awkward.
Oh, yeah, I would have cursed his ass out. Like, why are you running around telling people that I know who are like brothers to me that I'm the shit. Now you got them trying to get some. That's some disrespectful shit all the way across the board. I was for my guy to be like, oh shit, yeah, my baby the shit. And one of his friends come telling me some shit. I'll put his ass on blast. Capital BLESC. What? Never.
Yeah, that was some awkward. It was awkward as hell, and I was just like, wow. It was weird, but it just showed me that men do gossip about their sex lives as much as women do with their girlfriends. Guys do it with their guy friends. And it was just like, wow. And I never in a million years.
I have talked about theirs. And I'm like, I can't talk about mine. I can't dare tell nobody what the hell's happening behind closed doors.
Right.
What? That's a whole movie. You don't do that.
Exactly.
No. Anywho, George?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just taking a few. I'm not doing research.
I mean, was there a question in there somewhere?
I'm waiting for the statistics. Nah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
We were just bringing you back to the subject matter. That's all.
Oh, man.
Okay, so, TB, have you encountered a uncircumcision situation where you have to tell somebody, like, yo, that ain't it?
Yeah, I mean, for him, he wasn't, like, a dirty dude. He was clean, but it's a turnoff, you know, to have a turtleneck around your willy. It's just weird. And I didn't like it. It's just, and it moved, and it was squishy. Ew.
Okay, that's a subject for another. That in itself sounds crazy. Like, no.
And it moved.
I don't want to hear that.
Oh, you're killing me.
Like, I'm sorry you went through that.
Yeah, it wasn't a good experience. It wasn't a good experience. Nope, not good at all. And that's why I always ask a guy when I meet a guy now, I ask, what's one of my first questions is, are you circumcised? And if they say no, then, you know, I keep it moving. Why waste my time? Because we're not going to have fun.
What?
You don't know that.
How do you know it's not going to be fun?
Because he's not circumcised. I like him circumcised. I don't
like
the
appearance.
That's because of the appearance.
I don't want to play peekaboo.
You just like that appearance.
I suppose you don't have to.
How you know it's not going to feel any different?
Because I've experienced it before, and I didn't like it.
She didn't like that first tongue like experience. She done baked everybody across the board the same way. That's not cool, man. You can't play all the same basket. They're all different, y'all.
Yeah. It's like sometimes the equipment makes a difference. And if you're not feeling the equipment, then you got to get with somebody whose equipment is up to your par. I mean, and his equipment
wasn't. Thank you.
So you're trying to tell me you don't like lollipops with the wrapper still on it?
No. Bless him. Oh, my God. I cannot believe we're having this conversation.
Okay, so we can.
Why not? You made it.
Orders, so we got a lot of subject.
What do you mean? It was your idea.
I just said.
Right?
For real.
I just said that.
We were doing fine. We were talking about, you know, women asking men for money or men asking women for money, the whole vice versa thing, and this, we just went all the way off to the left. We went
and
from the threesome.
Your bad. You see how freaky women are? This is a prime example right here.
Well, the subject matter was so hot last week that we just had to, you know,
We just had to tap back into it just for a split second, but we could always go back to what we were talking about. We talk about a lot of subject matters in one sitting.
We do. That is so true. We do.
So it's all good.
Well, we're going into the second half of CB and the Boys. If you just joined us, welcome. We come to you every Wednesday for your midweek motivation here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also catch us on Facebook as well as our YouTube channel. And you can catch us on Bezo Live. And you can also catch our playbacks on iHeartRadio. So definitely, guys, your love and support mean the world to us. Don't forget to go to those channels, Facebook, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, and iHeartRadio, and like us and subscribe. I cannot stress that enough. Like us and subscribe. So coming up, we have music, because we love the music. So here is Amon Ra, who is a favorite of the show, and Talk My Shit. Here we go.
Yeah, let's go.
Just in case you ain't know, better get more familiar. Just trying to spread love, you know that hate to kill ya. I'm trying to see what's up, let me make one phone call. You know I got all my digits right. And now I need your good. I can be seconds away from just facing you, taking you down. You can be wagging them naked, just looking around. I can be who you've been waiting for right in your face all along. And I can be the one you're looking for, or I could be wrong, yeah.
Not just an artist, but he's a phenomenal freaking dancer. I could just see all the moves even within that track, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Amen and Bra, wherever you are, baby. You're normally on here, checking in with us. Good to hear him, even if it's just in his music.
Yeah, he's got some really good music. Really good music.
Yeah.
Choreography, bar none.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very anxious to see, you know, what he does here in the future. He's got some really big ideas and some big things on the horizons, I think. So.
Yeah, I think I'm going to represent him just a little tadder.
You should. No, definitely.
Just a little tap in. I ain't trying to manage nobody. I ain't trying to manage nobody because I'm in raw look like he's going to have all them girls underwear throwing and all that shit. Yeah, honey. I don't know who he with right now, but I'm telling you now, she's going to catch hell when he get out there.
Girl, okay.
Like, get ready, baby girl, but I'm telling you now. Light skin, bald head, yeah, they're going to be messing with him.
Mm-hmm.
Talented, knows how to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's that triple threat artist.
Definitely.
He is.
Definitely
he
a
is.
Triple threat artist.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. He's got some really, really good music. The other song he has is Remember Me. That's a good one, too.
You about to drop it?
Yeah. Oh, I can.
Might as well. Make
might
it happen, Gavin.
Okay, go ahead.
Make it happen. All right, here we go. Here is
Why you
pulling? Rock. And Remember Me.
Hey, hey, hey. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I be wishing I can tell and you be ready for it. No permission, none at all to be as bad as you are. Tell that nigga take a picture, it'll last long. I'm just trying to leave it with you for the last song. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just had to pull up in the map, black shorty ass fat. He ain't never getting that back, yeah. Started on her feet with the tap tap. Now she on the knees in the trap giving cash that, yeah. Pulled up, top off. I don't want to show you, take a top off. Feel for the tits knockout. Shit popped off and she got dropped off. Yeah, shoes on, socks off, penthouse, top floor, bend down, drop low, bend down, drop low. You don't know what to do with her. You can just give her to me. Ain't like them niggas you need, nah. Girl, you gon' remember me. You keep that cream in a G. Bring it to a memory. Girl, you gon' remember me. Girl, you gon' remember me. All we can get you for the weekend. About a man to get amnesia. She said she don't fucking need ya. Same way I feel about a feature. We out the country on a beast. She wear red bars, no sneakers. I try to tell her we the way. She ain't believe me, not to see. I know you've been afraid. Cause you got dude in the way, yeah. Pulled up, top off. I don't want to show you, take a top off. Ass feel, but the tits knock out. Shit popped off and she got dropped off, yeah. Shoes on. Memory. you gon' remember me. Girl, you gon' remember me. All weekend, kick it for the weekend. Let's be friends. Girl, you gonna remember me. Weekend, going off the deep end.
All right, I'm in right, and remember me.
I'm in right in the building.
Yes. Such a cool song.
Oh, that's all you back there grooving, like you 15 years old. I thought you were going to put out some music right now. Like, oh, shit, watch it. Goldilocks in the building, baby. What's up, mama?
What's up, girl? What's up, Goldilocks? What's going on, Zami? How are you? All right, guys, if you're just joining us, you're listening to CB and the Voice. We come to you every Wednesday as your midweek motivator, offering you music, motivation, conversation, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. And that's something you definitely don't want to miss and something we definitely need, especially now. You can catch us on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, as well as Facebook, and you can catch our playback on iHeartRadio. So definitely go to all of those channels and like us and subscribe. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and if you're just joining us, welcome in. We're talking about a variety of things tonight. So sit back, relax, and hang out with us for another 45 minutes.
Yes, honey. We're talking about all kinds of things. We talk about threesomes, men asking women for money, women asking men for money, what had happened was George over there doing some extra stuff. We talk about George. We're having a really good time tonight. So if you're tuning in, call in, let us know what your thoughts are. Yo. We are going to West Palm Beach next year, April 2nd. You guys will get some more information about that. But it's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome event. We're going on a cruise. It's got so much. Look, CB and the boys done turned me out. They done turned me on to them. And, honey, I am riding with them like I am a part of this show. Look, I'm just a special guest. And every Wednesday I try to do it. Look, I've been here since December rocking. I probably missed about 3 or 4 shows. But,
and that's it.
Hey, look, I'm here. We got a whole lot going on. So see, the information is on there. Royal Caribbean Mariner of the Seas, April 5th. We're going to Haiti. We're going to be out there for a couple of days. You know, it's a whole sea thing for a couple of days that you get on Haiti and you do your Haiti and you get back on the ship. But look, everything that happens on the ship stays on the ship. Because I'm telling y'all now, it's going to be some fire. And Goldilocks, I know that you're going to be with us, honey. So, yeah, we're going to have a great time. She's going to have the white Henny on the tip. We can't let nobody know that because white Henny ain't supposed to be on the ship.
Hey, check it out. In light of tonight's topics, I just got to throw this out there right quick. That's all I'm saying.
That's so funny because I downloaded it too.
Y'all some freak.
Hey. What the heck?
Give me the helmet, I'll be the stuntman. Just relax. and I won't front like Anita. I'm giving you the best that I got, and I will take it slow. Never missing a spot, yes, till I see you back with just the chest, you're kissing on my freckles. I never learn your kids before I suck up on your neck. Oh, money, yeah, that's what you'll be screaming at, clean. But it's not a wet suit, it's the real. A fish dog, stop nasty. Never letting the kitty cat get past me without picking it up, petty, teasing, taking it on home and pleasing it.
Cause we're the freaks of the industry.
This is my
the
shit.
The freak money, B. The freaks of the industry.
And
when you see us backstage, be prepared to cheat. Say your G.
Yeah.
Nobody else is seeing. And the freak that you're with is in front of you. Bending over naked and she's leaning on the dresser.
Ooh, yeah.
You're looking at her from the rear. She looks just like Vanessa.
The right stuff.
Not Vanessa with the singing career, but the X-rated video queen. Know what I mean? Alright, here's the scene. You're lying on your back with your head on the edge of the bed. The moon is 2 feet from your head. Should your head take the time to find a condom? You walk right over and you pound them. Tell her that you want her love. Well, the answer is D. All of the above, so you're freaking. The furniture's squeaking. She's tweaking, saying that she's weakening the knees. Cheek to cheek and pound for pound. You're taxing it and waxing it and working it around till her booty starts making that clapping sound. Which is cool, but your friends are chilling in the other room. The clapping's getting louder. You don't want them to clown you. In this situation, what do you do? A. You're plain and simply back up off her. B. You hit it just a little bit softer. C. You take it out and put it in her butt. Well, D is what I do. So you'll listen up. I put a towel on the floor by the 2-inch gap under the door. Now they can't see me anymore. Check the lock so they can't clock, but they can listen. There'll be no barging in and there'll be no dissing. Get back to my mission. Break out the whipped cream and the cherries. Then I go through all the fly positions. My head under her leg, under my arm, under her toe. She says, I like it when you scream, baby, let yourself go. I hit it and split it, lick it and quit it. After the ride, put my clothes on and walk outside. And before anybody gets a chance to speak, I say, yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm just a freak.
I guess I'm a freak.
The industry. Yo, you worse money, B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to see.
Behind or in front, but whatever. He's got it, Em.
Well, George,
how old
this
is that
the...
track? That's from like when? Like what year? Like that shit had like 5 verses.
Man.
Oh yeah, it's like almost a 6-minute song.
Well, George,
yeah,
this next one is the consequences of being afraid.
Uh oh. No, I ain't going to see the doctor. That's why you give it the finger test and the belly button test.
But 3 days later, go see the doctor. Down the street, rocking my beat, clapping my hands and stomping my feet. I saw a little lady so neat and petite. She was so sweet. Yes, I wanted to meet her. So I asked this lady, could I take her out? We could wine and dine and talk about the birds and the bees in my water bed. And you could treat me like a Buddha and bow your head. We continued to talk and before you knew it, we were at my house. And it was time to do it. As soon as I finished, I lost my poise. Ran outside and told all my boys. I said, listen up, fellas, come over here, bust it. They said, did you get it? I said, yeah. They said, how was it? The poontang was dope, and you know that I rocked her. But 3 days later, go see the doctor. I rocked her to the left, rocked her to the right. She felt so good, hugged me so tight. I said good night. 3 days later, woke up fussin', yelling and cussin', drip, drip, drippin' and puss, puss, pussin'. I went into the bathroom and said, Mamma mia, I'ma kill that girl next time I see ya. The madder I got, the more I reminisce. Why is my thing burning like this? Well, I remember the first day I saw that girl. I just couldn't wait to rock a whirl. I said, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? Whatever, I done stuck my dick. Now I know why her ex-boyfriend Dave calls her Mrs. Microwave. Cause she was hotter than an oven and I had to learn the hard way. Stay in a microwave too long, you get burned. But the poontang was dope and you know that I rocked her. But 3 days later, go see the doctor.
Go see the doctor.
Hey, go see the doctor.
Now, see, I went back to the 1990 with mine. She went all the way back to 1986.
Hey,
and cool
those
deep.
Were the days.
Kumo Day in that same black tango he wore in every video.
Doctor's office. I said, what have I got? He said, turn around, boy, and take this shot. I looked at him like he was crazy, and I said, what? Ain't nobody sticking nothing in my butt. He turned and said, in a real deep voice, have it your way, if that's your choice, and I'll put it down if you want me to put it. But don't blame me if it turns into a foot extending it from the middle of your body. And the next time you see a cute hottie, you won't be able to screw. The only thing you can do is just kick her, so go take karate. As I turned around to receive my injection, I said next time I'll use some protection. If I see another girl and I get an erection, I'm walking in the other direction. Cause I don't wanna do the 6-6 dance, so I'm keeping my prick inside my pants. And if I see another girl and I know I can rock her, before I push up, I'll make her go see the doctor. Thank you.
All right, all right, all right. That was Go See the Dot Dark. Now, if by chance you do find that you have to go see the doctor, here are some tests that you can do from home that can guide you as far as if you have an STD or not.
Take your ass to the doctor. Don't do shit at home. Take your ass to the doctor because you might do some shit at home and jack yourself up some more. So, people, if you're out there and you're risking, take your ass to the doctor, get all your shots, make sure you're straight. Get all your shots and make sure you're straight. Don't do nothing at home. Don't do apple cider vinegar. Don't do hot water. Don't do pull back the penis skin and throw something on it. You ain't got no business throwing on it. Don't do nothing stupid. Don't take no antibiotics from your friends or family. Don't do none of that shit. Go to the doctor. Get your shit right. That's it. Nothing from home. Stevie, next song or next situation. Let's go. They're going to be like, that's it. That's Stevie and the boys. Next thing you know, we got a whole lawsuit. No. We told your ass to take your nasty ass to the doctor and get yourself a shot. And you better hope it's not the vaccine, because they're going to fuck around and give you the vaccine and be like, oh, yeah, you got a shot. You good. Next thing you know, your family doing funeral arrangements. No.
Oh, my God.
So what had happened was, my bad. I just went off. I went off. My sister was about to give y'all a whole medicine thing. No.
It was a good go off, though.
Take your ass to the doctor. Stop playing with yourselves out here. It's some shit out here. You can look. Even the temporary shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, hey guys, Cedric just came through. He said just passing through. Got a strict work night. Thought I'll share a quote with you guys. He says sometimes being a lemon isn't bad because we often need help to make us right. To pass the $1 cut. And be a $1,000 someone could obtain, not buy.
Cedric, go home. We love you dearly. Tonight is one of the nights when you just want to write
Cedric.
Off. I didn't get it either.
But in the meantime, I'm gonna need Cedric to work out the cruise.
Oh yeah, Cedric.
Yeah.
Did you
book
your cruise yet?
Does he know the information?
Yeah, we gave him the information last week, I think, today. Or the week before.
Tell him to put down $100 and tie that shit down.
Yeah.
Because that might be gone by now,
eh? Yeah. It might be. I don't know.
It might be. I don't know.
I see.
Well, I mean, when we booked ours, it was going pretty quick. So, I don't know.
Well, he might want to call in directly just to make sure and see what the deal is. Because, you know, sometimes you do things online and you get, you know what I'm saying, it's all booked up online, but then you might call in and then they got the extra stuff going on behind the scenes.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like flights. Just
like
Delta.
When
you
go through agencies get so many seats. And, like, that's what happened with our agency. Our agency has sold all their seats. That's why y'all couldn't see any of them from there. But then when we go directly to... When you go directly to Royal Caribbean, you can see what they had left.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot when we were doing the damn thing.
There was actually quite a bit left because I dug deeper, and there was actually quite a bit left. There was just the different floors. It don't matter what floor you on.
That's okay.
As long as you're on the same goddamn boat.
The boys are tied now.
Yeah.
Right.
He said.
As long as you're on the same boat at the same time.
Yeah, he said, not at this time. I'm just trying to make sure I can be off for it. He said, money is no option, though. Just timing is. So he's making sure that he can have it off so that he can do the cruise. So he's still interested in doing it.
Okay.
And Cedric, you got to come with us. It'll be so lit. We're going to have so much fun. And to all our listeners and our viewers, check out the information that we have up here for the cruise and book your cabin. They're going quickly. $100 down gets you on the cruise, and then you can make your changes later. And you have until January to pay for it. So go for it. It's going to be fun. CB and the Boys Cruise. Gotta come.
Get it while it's cheap. It's only like $300 a person.
Right.
Unless you go by yourself.
All right. So as we were talking about sexually transmitted diseases, which results in your going to the doctor, let's talk about what these sexually transmitted diseases are. So, sexually transmitted diseases and their symptoms. And if you want to look up this information and double check it, you can go to STDwatch.com/STD/symptoms. And you can look and see what symptoms are for your STDs, what STDs are, and what to look for. All right. So some cases have no symptoms, but when symptoms do occur, they vary depending on the disease. Your most common types are the human papillomavirus infection. Many people with HPV don't develop any symptoms, but can still infect others through sexual contact. Symptoms may include warts on the genitals or...
Where's the little yellow emoji with the throw up coming out the mouth? No, we don't want to talk about infections and nasty stuff. We want to talk about what we were talking about earlier.
Oh, wait a minute. Cedric says, the quote he made means life gives you a lemon. Sometimes you ate the lemon to someone else's life, and they help make you a better person. So he said that's what his quote means.
I'm going to be the emoji in a second with the eyes like...
Right. What?
What?
Yeah, what?
So what had happened was, next subject matter. If you guys are out there and you're freaking, take your ass to the doctor and make sure you're straight. That's just the bottom line. Okay? You have, it's not 12:37, it's a brand new day. You got a whole brand new day to make it right. When the sun rises in the morning, take your ass to the doctor and make sure that you're straight. That's just it. That's just it. Okay? And at the end of the day, if you're out here doing threesomes, foursomes, and tensomes, make sure that your shit is right. Okay?
Yes.
We are not here to judge. You know, we're just talking about whether it's going to fix or break up a relationship. That's it. We talk about great experiences, bad experiences, personal experiences on this show. But if you got your own shit going on, by all means, knock yourself out. Just go to the doctor and make sure that you're right and don't be passing on shit to other people.
Exactly. Because no one wants human papillomavirus infection, genital herpes, chlamydia, gonorrhea, HIV, AIDS, or syphilis, all of which can be gotten by sexually transmitted diseases during intercourse. So just be careful, because not only are you playing with your own life, you're also playing with someone else's life, and you don't want to give someone something that they can't get rid of. So,
hey, look, let me sum this up. Let me sum this up. In the same manner you can catch any of those, you can catch AIDS.
Yep.
So if nothing else, make sure you ain't going to get AIDS, and you ain't got to worry about getting any other shit, too.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna speak from family experience, right? Because this shit is really real. It hits home. We talk about it a lot. We don't talk about it enough. But the shit has happened. It happened. It happened in my life with my family, and till today, it still hurts. Okay, so my dad has been with, he had a first wife, second wife, third wife. Throughout all these wives, it was this one chick from DR that would not leave my dad alone. She would not leave him alone. She would not leave him alone. She next was going to be with that man until the day he died. And sure enough, she took his ass out. But she was with him through the first marriage, ripped that shit open, was with that shit with my mom. Ripped that shit open, went ahead to the third relationship in Puerto Rico with my sister's, you know, my sister's mom, you know, ripped that shit open. He did not know she had AIDS. She gave him AIDS. He gave my stepmom AIDS. All three of them died. My younger sister was only 14 years old at the time. My dad had no idea he had it, took it home to my stepmom. My stepmom ended up getting sick. She goes to the hospital. They do all kinds of tests, a whole 2 weeks full of tests. Decided, you know what, let's just go ahead and take this AIDS test. So that's the only thing we hadn't taken on her. Found out she was full-blown AIDS. And then they tested my dad, found out he was the carrier. Then found out where he got it from. He got it from the little chick that's been following him for decades. Decades and decades and decades. She's been following him since they were in freaking preschool. That lady ain't never left my dad. Somebody must have put something on her that said, that's the man that you need to be with till the day you die. And guess what? And they all die together. This shit is not a joke. And back then, because that happened in 96 when he passed, they were really just starting to come out with all the different pills and this and that and all this shit. He was like, you know what? I ain't even taking this because he felt so guilty about taking, you know, my sister's mom out that he just let himself go. My sister was only 14 years old. So this is really all. It's not for a sad story, people. It's just to let you guys know out here that this shit is fucking real. It's real out there. Like, this shit is not a joke. And I'm not just talking about COVID. I'm talking about all this shit that's happening, all these sexually transmitted diseases that people ain't even thinking about because all they're thinking about now is COVID. So everybody going sex crazy. There's going to be so many COVID babies and there's so many babies already. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now you're talking about going up into the hospital and having a baby with a COVID-infected hospital. You know what I'm saying? So to say the very least, I'm not trying to rant about it. I'm just letting y'all know people really be safe out here, man. Threesome, tensome, jumpsome, foursome. Look, y'all just need to back up from all that shit for a second and just love who you with because you never know if that person going to go to the store or go to McDonald's and pick up some shit, come back for the kids. Next thing you know, everybody died because everybody caught COVID because the person at work got COVID and ain't nobody tested the person. They positive. The shit is real out here, y'all. It's all I got to say. I ain't going to rant no more about it. I just need a song right now. Somebody need to take me back to the fucking 80s. What we doing? What we doing, George? Take me back.
Well, Cedric says, stop having multiple partners at one time and be honest. Wrap up or be bagged up. Simple.
That's right. That's right. That multiple partner shit is the shit because at the end of the day, you don't know who this person does slept with. And then the thing about it is that, you know, we are doing the most with our partners because we're in that whole freak zone thing where we want to do the most for this person and we're going to do it because they ain't going nowhere because But if they're out there doing shit with other people, you don't know what they're coming back with. So it's just, keep your shit consistent, honey, because this is not the time for you to go to no doctor's office talking about you got some shit. Because you might go in there with one shit and come out with another.
Mm-hmm.
So take care of yourselves out here. The shit is real. It's really real out here.
And Mimi, Cedric said he's sorry to hear about that.
Oh, thank you, love. Thank you. It's just, you know, for me, it's just real talk now. Like, you know, years ago, I would always break down and have moments. And for me, the shit is so real now because it's a constant reminder of what not to be doing out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I even think about, like, moving on to somebody else, I'd be like, yeah, we got to get tested. Yeah, I'm not feeling now because, no, you come with some shit, I'm going to take you out. I'm not going to be my dad and be like, oh, well, we all going down. No, I'm going to physically take you out. I will be the judge of the system. So, no, instead of me going that route, you know what I'm saying, and I already got folks in the system that depending on me to be out here and be strong for them, you know, I can't do all this other extra stuff. Yeah. But thank you so much, Cedric. Thank you, love. I appreciate that.
So it seems to me that people get into wanting to have threesomes, like we had said earlier, because they want to spice up their love life. So what tips could you guys give, or do you think some people could do to spice up their love life? What are your thoughts?
I just really think it's a matter of conversation with the person that you're with to see what it is really that they like, and then just please the individual in whatever it is that they like, as long as you're okay with it and it ain't some extra freaky shit like sticking your finger in their ass. I'm sorry, guys. I know. I said it. I'm just saying folks got fetishes and dumb shit that they want done to them. As long as there ain't nothing so outside the box that they feel like they got to go outside there and get it. You know what I'm saying? Just please your man. Just please your man. That's just really it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing that a third party is going to bring in except a sense of insecurity at some point. You're like, oh, really? She did that better than I did? Now what? And now you got issues in the relationship because now you done invited a third party in that did some shit that you ain't doing.
Right.
And I'm telling you, ladies, now, if you ain't doing all that your man wants you to do to his ass, he's going to go out there and get it.
He is.
That's just the bottom line. I don't find that in today's world, in different conversations, that men are settling. Men are not settling. They're not. They're going to go out here and they're going to get their shit. So if you are not, oh, I don't want to do this, or I don't want to suck him, or I don't want to do this, I don't want to dad, guess what? Get ready for the get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is that? Wait,
what are you
talking about?
See the
yay!
That's so cool. Oh, I love it. I love it.
I'm ready for the boat, baby. I'm ready for the boat. I'm ready to get on the boat. Bring on the Caribbean.
I got one too myself. I don't think mine is gonna light up, but I got one too. I haven't charged it up, but I just got one from a friend of mine, out in Dayton, Ohio. And it's supposed to have like the whole MIA thing scrolling across the board, just like he's got his thing, but I got like the whole neck brace comes up, all that. But yeah. But no, but we need to do some stuff like that. That's awesome right there.
That is me.
Hey. I like that. Yes, let him have it.
That is me, sir. I like that.
Look, right now, everybody on Blog Talk and iHeartRadio are like, what are they talking about? That's why you got to get the video podcast. Then you can see what's going on.
Yeah, they're talking about all good things.
Yeah, Cedric says, what a person can't see, they can't watch. So always be visual and watchful of your temple. He goes on to say, often believe it or not, communication is key. Because give her a visual thought to see where her mind is at.
Heather be talking some deep shit when folks drinking. What?
right. Hey. Frederick, if you show up for the cruise, I'm going to need you to lighten up, brother. All that damn philosophy. We're going to leave. I need you to leave the philosophy at the dock.
Yeah.
I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it to death. I completely love it to death. I love your input, and I appreciate your input. But if you're going on the cruise with us, when we leave the dock, leave the philosophy. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but this is going to be a different kind of cruise. This is going to be my first experience ever on a cruise, and I know it's going to be the experience of a lifetime.
Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. All right, check it out. Let me tell you something. Prior to COVID, my wife and I go on a cruise It started out once a year, and then it went to twice a year. Okay. Then the COVID hit. And what's funny is when the COVID hit, that January of 2020, we had just got off a cruise. It was my birthday cruise. And we were both sick. And we were sick for a long time. And so, but we didn't know what it was. So then all of a sudden the COVID stuff came out. And then they started talking about the cruise boats with COVID. So we figured, okay, we had COVID. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, the whole year went through and no moving around. So now we back to getting on the cruise again. But this is where I'm trying to go. If you have never, ever been on a cruise, you've mm-hmm. got to find one and go.
Mm-hmm.
I truly, honestly feel everyone on this planet should experience at least one cruise in their lifetime.
Well, my one cruise is going to be my one cruise at CB and the Boys.
It's a different experience. Once you get on that cruise boat with the knowledge in your head that you are about to leave international waters and you will be no longer connected to the United States of America, can't nobody call you. Can't nobody text you. Can't nobody bug you. It's just you, bananas, and my ties for the next however many days. That means you ain't got to worry about shit. You ain't got to worry about the fucking electric bill. You ain't got to worry about the gas bill, the trash bill, the water bill, or chill bill. None of them.
I absolutely
it's
love
nothing.
That. Look,
it's nothing.
I was in the islands where all the crews come to, right? So I always would look at the ship, and it's so beautiful to watch it. You have five, you know, on like Wednesdays, you have like 5, 6, 7 ships. You know, it's all cruises, it's all beautiful. And I'm just going, you know what? I am living on the island where everybody cruises to. So why do I need to go on a cruise? Now I'm out here, and I'm like, I need to go on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Hey, look, I'm telling you, once you check in and you get on that boat and that motherfucker pulls away from the dock, it's a wrap. Nothing
That's
else
it.
Matters. Nothing, everything in your life is just got left behind on the bank. All your bills, any problems, any issues, you got to get an oil change in your car, whatever the fuck it is, it just got left on the dock. Now, when you get back to the dock, it's going to be there waiting on you like, how you doing? Hope you had a good time. Now I need you to pay me. You know what I'm saying? For that time you're gone, it's all over. It's over. Nothing else matters. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Like the whole world stops. However many days that cruise is, it's like the whole, everything else just stopped and it's frozen in time. And you are just out there, you, the water, your Mai Tai, your steak, and the boat. That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Well, Cedric says, I know how to change hats. All aboard.
Uh-oh. Yes, sir.
He said he puts out the opening credits. George, he says that sounds like the good beginning of a movie. You make it sound so rich and real.
But
he says,
it
I'm
is.
Pissed off the opening credit.
Hey, it is. It
and
is.
Then here
it
comes
truly is.
And
it truly is. When I go, yeah. When we set a cruise and we go to get on that cruise, my cruise starts the day I get in that car to drive to the port or the day I get in that car and drive to the airport, depending on whichever way I'm going. Sometimes we drive all the way across country to the port. Sometimes we get on the airplane and take an airplane to the port. But when I get when I pack my luggage and I load it into something, it starts then. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. When I get on that boat, then it's a wrap because you have no communication. Now, you know, technology is out there, so they make it a bit available for you to be able to communicate. But what's the point of communicating? If and this might sound kind of harsh, but if you're on a cruise boat and somebody dies, what can you do? Nothing. You're on a cruise boat. You can't go.
My
deepest
condolences.
What are you going to do? Cruise captain, my friend died. I need you to turn around and go back. That shit ain't going to work. He's going to be like, what? Well, then that motherfucker will be there when you get back. That's all he's going to say. You know what I'm saying? So once you get on that cruise, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Whatever's going on in the United States of America will be there when you get back.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's truly, however many day crews you take, it's that many days of no worries, no nothing. Once you get on a cruise, you won't even if you have a concern at home, you will forget about that concern for that many days. Because guess what? When you get back, that concern will still be there. And you'll pick up where you left off. But here's the thing. Everybody needs to experience that disconnect in their life. Sometimes you have to just disconnect. Life is like a job, okay? You have to deal with life every day. You have to deal with a job every day. So if you deal with a job every day and they give you days off, those days off is when you disconnect from the job, correct?
Right.
So
you
got to have something in life to disconnect from your everyday life.
Oh, yeah.
And a cruise is an excellent way to disconnect from your everyday life.
That's right.
You just shut it off. Because when you step on that boat, it's a wrap. When them bitches pull off, they're not coming back. It's a wrap. They are not coming back until they schedule to come back. So all you got going forward is all the days of kicking it. You ain't got to worry about cooking. You ain't got to worry about eating because it's food 24 hours a day. You want to see a movie? Most boats have a theater. You want to see a stage show? Most boats have a stage theater. You want to go, the boat we going on got an ice skating rink in it.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got an ice skating rink in it. You know what I'm saying? You got boats with rock climbing walls. They all got, a cruise is something everyone needs to experience, even if they could only experience it one time in their life. Everyone needs to experience it because it's your one opportunity to disconnect from life.
Shit, I disconnect from life every now and then, now as it is, so.
But
I understand what you're saying,
It's a different, you can so-called disconnect at home, but it's not the same when you can disconnect for real, because a motherfucker can knock on your door. If a motherfucker can knock on your door on the boat, it's a trick to it.
not if mofos don't know where you live. But I understand.
But I'm just saying. So it's something everybody should do. I suggest everybody do it at least one time in a lifetime.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's my rant. That's my rant and rage for the night. So you heard my rant. This time it wasn't about Walmart. So we good.
Well, look, I'm going to take this opportunity to say thank you guys, CB and the boys, for bringing me on. On another night, we've had a great time. Y'all already know how we do it. I don't know whether we're going to at the party or not, but for right now, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm here, and let's just move forward. One love and God bless to everybody out there on social media and all the different platforms listening to us. We had a great time tonight, and I hope you did too.
Yes. George?
So, we will have a short after party tonight. For those of you who are not on, and who are actually watching us on video live and not on Facebook, I mean, not on the Blog Talk or iHeartRadio, we will continue. And we will have a short after party tonight. But for those of you who are on iHeartRadio listening in and Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening in. We appreciate your presence, and we appreciate the time and the love that you show us. And hopefully we'll have many more. And all I got to say is it's one love for everybody. And Crystal, unless you got something to say, I got a song to take us out.
I did too.
You got some words? Oh, well, okay.
That's all right. You can go ahead and play your song, and then I'll come back in.
All right. So with that being said, I do appreciate everybody checking us out. And, you know, one love to everybody, all right?
One love.
Have four letters, but there's two different things all together, cause I've liked many ladies in my day, but just like the wind, they've all blown away. See, to love someone, it's an atmosphere that you both still share when one's not there. There's no real way it can be explained. I guess it's the way I smile when I hear your name. It's the little things you do that means so much. It's the kiss you put into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me. I guess some of us are so lucky. I was known for having the upper hand. I was known as a stone cold ladies man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be that way still. But lately, there's a change in y'all live. Though my friends play games and tease me a lot, I know I'm more than happy with what I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, see all day long, I stay alert. Until we come home at night and close the door, two people share one common core. When I say one love, you can trust me. Cause never have I been so lucky.
One love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, you're lucky just to have just one.
Just left me cold. I used to buy her everything from diamonds to gold. At first I thought she left me cause I didn't buy her enough. But then she left me a note along with all my stuff. Said maybe one of these days you'll have to learn that love is something that you gotta earn. And once you earn it, got to know how to keep it. You got to want it as well as you need it. To have more love was a hurting lesson, but to have had love was a definite blessing. Now I know what the Beatles was thinking of when they said that money can't buy me love. When you say it on some, what do you mean? I just went through the exact same thing. Mine was lost for a whole different reason. I lost my love because of cheating. Started roaming through the streets all day and night. I guess greedy best describes such an appetite. I wish I had a bat, but it remains a wish. I guess a bird in the hand beats two in the bush. I'd like to thank you, girl, for teaching me love. Because all in all, I had a fall. I guess it's better to have loved and to have lost than to never had loved at all.
One love. Just one love, you're lucky just to have.
the love that we lost and found, about the love we missed and the love we shed, about the love that just up and disappeared, about who is for real and who is fake, so you can learn from our mistakes, cause it was already written, done and said, so you can stay two steps ahead. And for the love which you give, and for the one we live, and for the vibrant love, means may we last forever.
One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love.
Hey! All right. Thanks, everyone,
woo,
for joining us tonight. You've been listening to CB and the Voice. We come to you every Wednesday as your midweek motivator here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also catch our playback on iHeartRadio, and you can also watch us do the show live on Bego Live, Facebook, as well as our YouTube channel. Definitely go to all of those channels, like us, and subscribe. Now, to take us out is my favorite group, which is, of course, you know them, you love them, the seven boys from Korea who love music. That's right, none other than BTS. Shout out to BTS for Permission to Dance, still being on the Hot 100 Billboard. So here is Permission to Dance, and anyone participating in the Permission to Dance Challenge, definitely send us your videos and we'll put them on our website, put them on our YouTube, and you'll be seen by hundreds, thousands, millions. Give it a try. Try the Permission to Dance Challenge. So anyway, to take us out here is Permission to Dance. Always take care of yourself and each other. Remember, believe in yourself. You can be anything you want on this earth as long as you work hard and believe in yourself. And above all, love yourself. Remember, true love starts with loving oneself. If you don't love yourself, how can you expect to love someone else or to let someone else love you? And loving yourself is also about caring about yourself, caring about your hygiene, caring about your mental health, caring about yourself, caring and loving yourself enough to carry yourself well. So think about that, and if there's something not right, as Mimi said earlier, take your ass to the doctor. So enjoy the rest of your night, and we will see you back next Wednesday, Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Facebook, and Bego Live. So to take us out, here's BTS and Permission to Dance, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
It's the start of PM, when your heart's just like a drum, beating louder with nowhere to guard it. When it all seems like it's wrong, sing along to Elton John, and to that feeling which is getting started.
When the night gets colder, and the rhythm starts to fall in behind, dream about that moment, when you look yourself right in the eye. Did you say?
my life.